time to take five for your community. And this morning, I'm very pleased to be joined by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital CEO Don Robbins. Don, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Arvin. It's good to be here this morning.
As you said, these are unprecedented times right now, certainly for you and everybody at the hospital. Certainly, we want to get the word out on the situation, of course, with the coronavirus and the hospital. And as you put it, the hospital's in lockdown right now, correct?
It is. And, you know, the hospital's been working very closely with the health department here in town with direction from the Illinois Department of Public Health, following CDC guidelines, which are government guidelines, to make sure that we're protecting the patients of this county. But we have to also, the key to the lockdown of the hospital is protecting the teammates at the hospital or the employees, because at the end of the day, they have to be able to be healthy to be able to take care of folks if and when this virus gets to Lawrence County. And we want to just be prepared for the worst case scenario and have all hands on deck to be able to take care of patients if, you know, the worst case scenario were to occur. So in that effort, we wanted to come on this morning and just chat a little bit about what the hospital is doing in order to prepare for that and just get the word out to the community. Definitely something that we don't cherish doing by any means.
Sure.
We do not like to lock the hospital down, but at this point in time, it's necessary, and we're trying to take direction from, like I said, the state, local government, and the governor in order to protect folks. So currently, the public notice for the county right now is that there is limited entry into the hospital. There is only one entry, which is into the front main entrance of the hospital. If you go there now, you'll see that there's a building sitting out in front of the hospital where we have a staff member in there that will be taking your temperature and asking you a number of questions before you enter the building. You'll get a wristband to identify the fact that you've been screened and cleared to enter the building. The building is only open to people who are going to be patients at the hospital, going to the emergency room or what have you. There are no visitors allowed in the hospital at this time. With that said, there are some special circumstances where a visitor might need to be there, such as an adolescent that might be brought into the hospital, might have to have a parent with them, or folks with certain psychological issues or what have you that might need to have a caregiver with them. Those will be special circumstances that the administration will be making a decision on to allow those folks in if need be. In addition, our visiting hours are suspended at this time since there's no visitors allowed, obviously. The hospital has also been used as a site for some meetings here in the community. Sometimes we have various folks come in to have a meeting space. Unfortunately, we're having to suspend that at this time as well until further notice. And then probably the biggest thing, one of the biggest impactors to the community, is our cafeteria. We are having to suspend cafeteria service to the general public at this time, which we hate to do that, but it's necessary. The cafeteria will still be open to take care of the teammates at the hospital and patients, but for the public, it will be closed down. So those are the big items. I just wanted to assure the community that we're working very hard, like I said, as a team effort with the county health department, even other hospitals in the area. I'm regularly on the phone with administration from other hospitals talking about game planning. This is truly an all hands on deck effort. We might be competing in some areas for patients and things like that, but when it comes to something like this, we all have to lock arms together and fight this battle, because it can get very serious if we do not practice social distancing, working very diligently to not be in large crowds. I think people really need to take this very seriously.
Like you said, you hate to put it in lockdown situation, but you mentioned the caregiver, certainly taking care of the patients. Obviously, the patients are at their most vulnerable right now.
Absolutely.
Somebody who brings something in. And we were talking about this. You kind of have to protect the public from themselves, because we're going to come in thinking we're feeling okay. It's maybe just a small cough, and it could be more than that. As you said, the coronavirus may not show itself for quite some time.
That is true, and I'm not coming on here to profess to be any expert on coronavirus. I know enough to be somewhat dangerous, but I think we're all learning at this point in time. This is something that we're going to have takeaways in the future for our disaster and emergency preparedness planning. This is something that I think is very much of a surprise to an extent for a lot of us, is how quickly this has spread. As of Friday, I think there were 35 documented cases, confirmed cases in the state of Illinois. Yesterday morning, there were 105. That's a growth of around 35% to 40% in just a 72-hour period, which is quite shocking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we do not practice social distancing and limiting our travels and where we're going for the time period to flatten this growth out, we're going to have a much more serious situation on our hands. So with that said, again, I know this is sounding dire, but just trying to purvey the seriousness of it. But we can make an impact on this by doing the right thing and being socially responsible, and understanding that things like the hospital being locked down is a necessary must at this point in time. As soon as we're able to lift this this ban via the guidance from the experts and the government, we will be doing so. But until that time, we very much need to protect the employees, teammates of the hospital. At the end of the day, they're the last line of defense, and they have to remain healthy in order to take care of the patients who might not be feeling well. And this particular virus, you know, when people are quarantined for 14 days, that tells you that it can be in your system for a period of time before you even start feeling symptoms. So we have to be very careful with that. So,
One real quick question. Is the hospital at full staff and full services? Because I've heard some hospitals have had to suspend some of their services.
Right. All elective services are being canceled.
Okay.
In other words, we actually had some surgery scheduled today that were canceled yesterday.
Gotcha. Right.
So anything that is elective is being canceled. There are some services where patients absolutely need to be seen, cardiologist evaluations and things like that, that will remain on the books, and that's up to the physician and their determination, the need of which the patient comes in. But if it's just a recheck or something like that, that can be postponed for mm-hmm. 3 or 4 weeks to have somebody come in for a regular recheck or something like that. So those type of elective things can wait. But anything that's emergent will be addressed. And again, some of this is predicated upon the physician's determination of need, and we will follow that.
Okay. So. Well, Don, as you mentioned, these are unprecedented times, but I certainly appreciate your due diligence, you and the staff, and your tact. Obviously, like you said, it's dire, but, you know, tact goes a long way when we bring things like this to the public.
Right. We do, and again, we're not wanting to spread any panic by any means. As I've indicated, we're working very closely with the health department. We're on calls and meetings daily right now in discussions and planning and addressing issues as they come up. It is a very fluid situation right now, so it actually changes day to day, week to week. So we really don't know what the next few weeks are going to bring, but we feel very much prepared that we're doing the very best we can to protect the community, protect our staff, and give the care that they absolutely needs, both at the hospital and the health department. And I dare say the other hospitals in the other area, like general area around us, like I said, I've been on phone calls with many of those folks, and they have very similar plans in effect, and we're very much willing to help each other out as needed if one area is impacted worse than another or something of that nature. So, again, the biggest thing that everybody can do right now is make sure that you wash your hands after any contact with anyone. Wash your hands. Soap and water is always the best, but you can also use hand sanitizer. Using, like I said, social distancing, staying at least 6 feet away from each other. If you cough or sneeze into your elbow, or using tissue, and just being wise about, you know, who you're around, and limiting your exposure to each other is going to be a big impactor to this. It sounds silly, but it truly does work. And you know, I feel like that we're making strides right now, and I think as long as we continue to work together, we'll be fine.
Well, Don, I appreciate you coming out this morning and keeping us abreast of the situation, and I trust we'll be hearing from you. Like you said, it's fluid. We may have something different tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And keep up on time, and we appreciate you folks keeping up on top of it. He is the CEO of Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Don Robbins. Don, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Arvin, and have a great day.